I was going to clap, touch him on the back and thank him for that performance against Iowa. And that's just really special, and I tell you. Tony, I saw something today that I'm not big on symbolism and imagery and stuff like you and Beno and Russell are, but this was absolutely perfect. I was driving down the turnpike in Oak Ridge, and coming toward me, I was at a light, was a crimson SUV with Bama front plate license on it. And I could tell it had four things flying out its windows. I thought, well, they got their flags up. But in the front two windows, it had those reindeer horns that you put on Christmas. And in the back two, it had the Bama flags. And I'm thinking, and there was a lady driving, and I'm thinking, honey, it's both of them are over with right now. And I started having bad thoughts for her, but she's turning into Crystal, and I figured she's getting ready to five for five in there, and I thought I'd just cut her some slack, you know. But
she's going to, Mammoth ain't going to Crystal. She's got to pick up Sunday night dinner for the whole family, right, Fred?
Well, I mean, the thing is, those little burgers are pretty easy to chew through that gap, though, which is a kind of,
Hey, a couple of more things, guys, that I was thinking about that you were talking about. I kind of had a feeling Tony was setting everybody up, Russell, with that Mark Richt talk. But just in case he wasn't, through my mind real quick was I was wondering who they could get down there. Do you think that old boy out there at Arkansas would have him a good running game down there at Georgia?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, don't say things like
that's
that.
That's a scary thought.
I'm getting ready to eat here in about 10 minutes. Don't say things like that to me.
Good Lord. Because somewhere or another, it just never ends down there.
I don't know what they're doing and how they're doing what they're doing at Arkansas. And I sure as heck wish they weren't on our schedule next year. But when they're not playing us next year, they are going to be fun to watch. Because you know what they look like, Freddie? It looks like it's 1970-something, to quote that country song, and they're in some time warp somewhere.
The Green Bay Packers in the 60s.
I mean, they grind your face into the ground. They make teams look like Bobby Petrino after he got done being beaten by a baton by the fiance of that woman he was fooling around with when he was down there at Arkansas. Every team looks like Pizza Face when they get done with him.
Tony, it's going to be hard for us to win that ace next year because after the Gators win tomorrow, there will be five bowl winners in that ace next year.
Wow.
Because the ace would have won five this time.
Wow.
I'll say one thing about Jalen Hurd on my way out of here. The guy's a racehorse. I think we need us a plow horse to have out there with him where we can keep him healthy. Because I don't know how much between the tackles I'd waste on him. I sure wish we could get, before I die, get one assistant coach over there that could teach us to run a screen pass. Get somebody from Penn State or somewhere to come teach us. Because could you imagine that kid if we had a good screen pass program over there? I mean, good Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Getting him the ball in space with a head of steam and some blockers out in front of him.
Hey guys, I love you and I love the games, but just the fellowship and everything means more than all of it. And have you a good year.
Thank you, man. It sure does. Beno, on the way out, give me a final word.
Tony, it's just great to have a night when we get our first bowl win in 7 years and one day, and the Big Orange Nation has something to look forward to. I'm blessed to have been on here with you and with Russell, with the callers, with the listeners on the Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic Fifth Quarter. It's been a blessing. I appreciate you letting me be a part of it. And I get to say, for a change, without having to make it up, happy off season, Big Orange Country.
Thank you, Beno. Great talking to you. Great work by you tonight, man. Thanks. Oric, final word.
I've enjoyed it. Enjoyed this season. It's been fun. It's been had some ups and downs, but it's good to cap it off with a win.
Dubsy, you have 94.3 FM. Hey, man, thank you so much for being there across from me all year, and I hope you'll come when we get the opportunity and do some of the basketball.
Yeah, I'll come jump in for basketball some. And thanks, man. I appreciate all the new callers who've given me a chance off your show. It's really helped me out on 94.3 in the afternoons, and would invite anybody who hasn't listened to tune in this week. And just kind of, you know, looking at the I'm sure we'll have time to break it down in the weeks and months ahead, yeah. But it was a successful season. You know, when you spend the summer months talking, you know, what would constitute a successful season? Most reasonable people said get to a bowl game, you know, a winning season would be great. Vegas set the over-under on 5.5 wins. You went over that. You had a winning season. In my opinion, it's the first successful season Tennessee's had since 2007 when they beat Wisconsin down in the Outback Bowl. So, I mean, that's...
It's been a long time in coming.
That's progress, and it's good that they have finally had that. It seems it's... You know, 2007 was, I guess, 7 years ago, but it seems a lot longer.
I want to say, finally, on the way out here, boy, what a great way to start the new year. Here we are at close to 10 o'clock in the East. We've been on for a good 3 hours. Here following Tennessee's win tonight. And we've done this without a radio affiliate. We've gone 3 solid hours. We've had several thousand people tune us in, according to the numbers. And none of this could have happened without you. And, boy, I keep saying it, and I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. It has been a real blessing getting a chance to do this during the football season. And we do it during basketball, too, and it is a lot of fun during the basketball games. And basketball last year is where I discovered the real need for this, and it has grown and taken on a life of its own, and it would not have happened without you being there. And so to the listener, those of you who tweet, those of you who tell your friends about it, those of you who have stretched out what we're doing across these lines. See, I'm not affiliated with a big company. I don't have some big pockets pushing me. I'm a guy raising 2 teenage kids living in North Knoxville out of the studios we call the Raymier Studios, which is in the basement of my house. But it's been an amazing, amazing, amazing run being with you. And if I had one wish right now, it would be that we could get up tomorrow morning and it would be week one all over again tomorrow. But unfortunately, it's going to be a while. And so on that note, I hope you'll tune us in. Give me a shot from 11 to 1 if you haven't, Eastern Time, or check out the archives at TonyBasilio.com. Download the app if you haven't thus far. I want to thank Brendan Orrick. I want to thank Russell Smith. I want to thank Bino. I want to thank Sean Sinclair. I want to thank Jason Swain for all his help this year in doing this. I want to thank Randy Moore. I want to thank Reed Carringer and all the people over at RTI. I want to thank my friends at InsideTennessee.com as well. The many contributors that we've had over the course of what we've done here, Tony Robinson, Jerry Colquitt, the list goes on and on. And I want to thank my friends at Smartway and Dalton Behring and Hydraulics for being there. Absolutely wonderful pleasure bringing this to you. As Tennessee wins today, 45-28. Again, the Volunteers, a 45-28 winner. And just an amazing, amazing, amazing night. On a day where we lost one of the greats in country music. So let's keep it. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go here with little Dwight Yoakam from 85 taking us out here. It's a live show from San Francisco. Perfect soundboard. Spread the word. I'm going to throw some classic country up tonight. You'll hear some Mel Tillis, some Jerry Jeff Walker, some John Prine, Tanya Tucker, Waylon Jennings, John Anderson, George Strait, Alabama from 81, David Allen Coe, and then we'll swing you back into some more Dwight Yoakam. Have a great night. By the way, little Jimmy Dickens passed away, not Dwight Yoakam. I want to keep it in the vein of traditional country. Didn't mean to, what's the word here? Do Tony Basilio to you. My bad.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year, y'all. I'm a honky tonk man, and you can't seem to stop. Let me give the girl the world till the years are coming up with you by. When my money's all gone, they'll live on. Singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, now I'm living wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of money. And the sun goes down, I can't wait to see the light change. 'Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Let me give the girls a world till the years are coming up to be found. When my money's all gone, hell it gone. Singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Here's one we wrote as a tribute to all the California honky-tonk players back in the 50s and 60s down around Bakersfield. We're going to show them that Californians still do honky-tonk music. Still do country music. This is the title track of our LP. It's coming out in February.
Girl, you talk me half hurt real bad, cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson, man, I ain't fool. Can't have ever loved. Found that final taste of sleep. And if guitars can relax, we'll be that music. The lonely, lonely streets I call home. When my guitars can relax, we'll be that music. The only thing that keeps me hanging. left me. Oh, but thank you, girl, teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. Fine, fine, now I guess I'll just leave. And if the guitar and Cadillacs tell Bill and you that the lonely streets I call home. And if the guitar and Cadillacs tell Bill and you that the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Flattin' Scruggs tune. And you don't know who Flattin' Scruggs are, do you? We'll see here, Derek.
Down the road about a mile or two, there's a little girl that ain't really blue. That's a little high. Down the road, I got a sugar baby down the road. Hey!
Oh, Lord. It's a sad leaving song I wrote.
Runway 4 flight 209. Teardrop falls, we start to climb. Then they'll see through day for choice. Show the dream been destroyed. Little baby starts to cry. Well, I would do it not to cry. Oh, so much pride is true. Brought it in to me and you. It's a thousand miles, it's a reason.